just in. And so good. Thousands of spring finds up to 70% off are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. And that means thousands of fresh reasons to rack.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
Why do we rack? For the hottest deals.
Save on Madewell, Vince, Kate Spade, New York, Sam Edelman, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
McCormick knows unbeatable flavor starts with the right spices. It's why we created Flavor Sealed. So anytime you peel back the seal of McCormick herbs and spices, you can be confident they will pack the same amount of flavor as the day they were packed. The kind of flavor that brings out the best of your favorite recipes and keeps everyone coming back for seconds or maybe even thirds. McCormick, Flavor Sealed for unbeatable flavor.
Highs of 7 to 11 degrees. Today FM News, I'll have more at 3.
Ray Foley. Man,
thanks for having me. Much obliged.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon.
On Today FM.
Here Longs, good day. Are you well? Are you in good form? It's Ray Foley with you. Do drop me a line. Do get in touch.
JP's around here.
Yeah, I'm right over here.
How you doing?
You know, sometimes Mondays can be tough, but then there are some Mondays where you feel like you're picking up from where you left off on Friday. I think today's one of those.
Really?
Shows.
Really?
I do.
Okay,
yeah.
Good for you. Good for you, pal. The rest of us, they think it's rubbish. Oh, Monday. Monday, bada. So what have I got for you? I've got these are twin babies looking at each other, and one of the they're little babies now. Like
everybody loves babies.
Babies and nappies. So twin babies looking at each other, and one of the babies sneezes and gives the other baby a fright. I think there's like three sneezes on here. Have a listen. Oh, Jesus. Oh, that's a puke. One more. And then there's all this silence while the other baby composes himself and finds it funny. Yeah. Isn't your brother funny? Let's do your Christmas cash machine.
Today FM's Christmas cash machine. Cash
machine. So what's the difference between the Christmas cash machine and the regular cash machine?
It's more Christmassy, right?
It's just got those jingle bells in the background, isn't it? That's it, is it?
Yeah.
And it happens around Christmas time, is
more
it?
More Christmassy, yeah.
Wow. And you've got that outfit as well. Who's the outfit?
That's Santa, of course it is.
Who's your Christmas cash machine? All right, so we gave away 1 euro on Friday. So how can we possibly live up to those expectations? Well, we can't. Instead, we're giving away 31,000. Guys, the Chiefs and Ruby, this is Today FM. Play the music you love. Ireland Connection. Monday, Ray Foley in and on with you. God help us, bless yourselves. Hold on to your seats. Happy Christmas, everybody. Still too soon, is it?
Yeah.
Right here, JP's over there.
How are you?
I'm not feeling very festive. Loads of people have put up the decorations, actually. Mm. I suppose, like, once Tuberty sounds the... What's the gun thing? The starting...
Claxon, is it?
The starting pistol. Starting pistol. Once Tuberty fires that starting pistol on the last Friday of November, then that's it. All bets are off. It's a free-for-all. The price of the tubs of roses and the celebrations shoots up. It skyrockets.
That's the thing. They've had them on the deal. They've had them on the deal right the way through November.
Yeah.
I was like, I can get a tougher. How much are you kidding me? They're all stacked up at the front of the shop.
I'll leave it till December. I'll leave it till it's actually Christmas.
They jack the prices.
They jack up the prices. Damn it, it makes me so mad. So yeah, Tubridy was on. Did you watch the toy show on Friday night, JP?
I saw bits of it, right? I saw bits of it.
Live on Friday?
Not live, no. After the fact.
We didn't watch it. We don't watch it. We've got two children, prime viewing, prime demographic. Tubridy, smack bang in Ryan Tubridy's demographic in my house. I've got an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old. The only people in my house that can stomach Ryan Tubridy. Because they're not teenagers yet. They don't know any better. They're idiots. But we still don't watch it. We've got a deal in our house, is anyone else's house the same as this, actually? 0874-100-102. 25 to 10.
That's late.
That's when it starts. Doesn't it start at 9:30, like after the 9 o'clock news? My children are already in bed an hour and a half at that stage. Generally, on a Friday night. They're a bit later on a Friday night. But generally, my kids go to bed about 8:15. 8:30 the latest. 9:30, they'd be fit to murder us. They would be demon children. And they extended it this year to after midnight on Friday night. My kids at 11:45 at night. Tubridy! Are you joking me? JP, I want you to write up a strongly worded complaint. Email of complaint.
All right. Let me whip out my first typewriter 9000 here.
Let me go and get the go and get your typewriter out here. Yeah, okay.
Cheers, thanks.
Dear Mr. Tubridy. Yeah. I was incensed.
Slow down a bit. Yeah.
Incensed to learn of your intentions.
Yeah.
To broadcast your toy broadcasting program into this wee small hours. Of Saturday morning. Next line.
Yeah, just there.
Please refrain, sir. Please refrain from future ridiculous indulgences in the future. Mm-hmm. Yours in outrage. Raymond Foley Esquires.
ESQ.
Lovely. I send that off. Send that off to Tubridy. And imagine Tubridy reading it then. So we didn't watch it. We watch it. We have a deal in our house. You go to bed and you can get up whatever time you like the next morning and watch it on the RTE player. So they got up at 5:40 on Saturday.
That backfired royally.
Before I went to bed, it must have been about midnight, 12:30 on Friday night. I was texting you, actually.
Yeah, you were.
I looked on Twitter and trending on Twitter was hashtag Ric Flair. And I was like, why is Ric Flair? Ric Flair hasn't died, has he? Ric Flair is the wrestler, like a classic vintage wrestler from, I want to say the 90s. I remember him being Hulk Hogan's, his enemy.
His nemesis.
Yeah, he was his nemesis on the WWF back in the day. Why is Ric Flair trending on Twitter? And it's because Ric Flair's signature move, or his signature saying, his expression was woo. Did you know this? Woo.
Right.
So have a listen. This is Ric Flair now.
Showtime! Woo! 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 Woo!
Woo! Woo! Woo! Woo! I didn't know that was his thing. I know Macho Man Randy Savage had something to say. He did, woo yeah. Woo yeah. But Ric Flair was all about the woos. Woo! Woo!
And profiling.
So that's Ric Flair. So Ric Flair was trending on Irish Twitter on Friday night during the Late Late Toy Show because of his woos. And the reason Ric Flair was being mentioned enough to trend on Twitter was because there was a guy in the audience in the toy show that kept wooing.
All right.
Constantly.
Yeah.
I went back and had a... I wasn't going to go and watch it. But when I got up the next morning, the lads were watching it. I said, have you noticed the woo guy? Matthew says, oh my God, Daddy, the woo guy. Have a listen. This was the guy going, woo, woo.
All right, we've got him.
This is what he actually sounded like on the toy show. Now, by the way, I only went and watched 5 minutes of it, and these are the woos from a five-minute segment.
5 minutes.
Of the toy show. Have a listen.
Okay, now... and our good friends...
Sounds like a dog barking.
It sounds like they'd let an Alsatian loose.
And that's in 5 minutes.
That's just at the beginning.
Okay, now...
The thing is, this was trending all night. For the entire 3 hours of the toy show, this was trending all night. And no one from the toy show... This would never have happened on Virgin Media Television. Because here's what happens. Someone looks at Twitter, they go, oh, Jesus, that guy's really annoying everybody. Get in there and tell him to shut up. Necessarily. I mean, in fairness, Virgin Media Television put me on the telly for full shows and never came in halfway through and said, you're annoying everyone, shut up. Right, we'll do the roll call after Fragma on Today FM. 0874 100 102. Fragment, Tokus Miracle, this is Today FM, playing the music you love. 0874 100 102. Nigel left a voice note for us. Hello, Nigel.
Ray, JP. Hmm? Nigel here.
Hello, Nigel.
Love the show.
Hey, actually, who else is in and out? I'll do a roll call. Ray here, JP.
Archer.
Hello to Ray. I'm glad that massive jackpot is history. This is on the cash machine on Friday. We can now all move on with our lives, from Shannon on show. Although today's one's pretty big as well. For a first day, is this the first day of
it's
the new
chunky
one?
Yeah, it is the first day.
It's a big first day total. 31129.72. A lot of money on the all-new Christmas cash machine. Which seems to me, and I don't mean to be down on the cash machine.
Don't be down on the cash machine.
I don't mean to neg on the cash machine.
Don't neg on the cash machine.
Well, it seems to me that it's just the regular cash machine and they just put the word Christmas before
How
us.
How dare you? It's the Christmas cash machine.
They're trying to gussy up the cash machine by putting Christmas at the front of it and holding a sprig of mistletoe over its head.
I can't wait for the 2023 cash machine on January 1st.
Hey, lads. I'm with JP on this. I've got Christmas giddiness. It'll last all the way now till the 26th of December. Love the show. Oi. Hey. From Martine on show. All right, Martine. Ray, we received our Christmas bonuses last Friday.
Oh,
it's very early, isn't it, for Christmas bonuses? Well spent by the time December arrives. Love the show. A. From Finno on show. Hello, Finno. The Howler Monkeys. Oh, this is on the woo woo woo. The woo woo guy on the toy show. He's known as, this is the other thing, on Twitter and on social media, they were calling him the woo woo guy. He's now known as this fella. They actually caught him doing it a few times on camera as well. So everyone knew exactly who to blame for the woo woo noise on the toy show on Friday night.
Okay, now. And our good friends.
And no one went in and said, dude, could you just ixnay on the oot way? Doing his Ric Flair impression, this is Phil.
Ray, you gotta love a bit of Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Woo!
Woo! Woo! Howler Monkeys in photo. Yeah, Ray, the woo-woo guy sounds like more, he's more like a dog barking from Jerran Cork. Yeah, they were saying the same. Ray and gang, I totally agree. By the way, does anyone know the woo-woo guy? We'd love to talk to him today.
Oh, are we going to make contact?
It would be nice if we could have a chat with the woo-woo guy. Irene gang, totally agree about the time the Late Late Show was on at. Oh, yeah, because it's on super late. My kids would be like, damn, they'd be like zombies if I left them up all night. That's it, yeah, even watching it. You know, there are children on it. There are young children on the toy show. And I look at them and go, you're up till 10:30.
In my day, you got to stay up late for a couple of things. One was the Eurovision. One was the Late Late. One of them was Dallas occasionally. And Dallas... could get spicy sometimes.
And yeah, nuts having the late on so late. My kids were asleep on the couch after 10 minutes from Gary. Well, that's the Tumberdy effect, isn't it?
Ray Foley.
I couldn't resist. I actually really like Ryan. I think he's a lovely man. Right, stick around and play some Westlife in a couple of minutes. And Lato and Mariah Carey after this.
Dermot and Dave.
On the show, Dermot introduced us to his new...
Westlife.
Uptown Girl, Today FM.
That's Westlife.
Hello. Today FM, we play the music you love. Ray Foley in and on. Thirty days have September, April, June, and November.
Correct, well done.
So we're on 28 now. So I can start drinking again in 2 days' time?
We're T-minus 2 days, yeah.
Because I've been so good. I was so good for the first 2 weeks. I was brilliant. I was properly off it. And then with the wobble, with the celebratory wobble, and I've been wobbling on and off ever since. I've been better than I usually am, but not as good as I should be if I'm completely off it.
Those 2 weeks of abstinence will stand here, though.
Yeah, yeah. I was reading Adrian Childs's... he's got a new book out, How I Learned to Love Drinking Less by Adrian Childs, and he's coming on. Childs.
Lovely.
Yeah, chat to him shortly. No sign of the woo-woo guy joining us on the broadcast this afternoon. 0874 100 102. This is the woo-woo guy on the toy show on Friday night.
Okay, now...
Wooing away, he was in the front row of the toy show on Friday. If you know him, if you know where I can get him, if he's willing to come on, if he's willing to talk, if he's willing to face the nation this afternoon. 0874 100 102. Claire?
You got to get him on for an interview, Ray.
Yeah.
Get the woo woo man on. Let's hear from him.
It sounds like Claire's taking it quite seriously. Claire, we're only messing, like. We'd be lovely to him if he does come on. And Deco's over there.
Ray, yeah. JP,
love
the show.
Hey.
Woo, 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 woo.
Is that
woo.
Him? Could Deco that be the guy?
Ray Foley.
Actually, there's the woo woo guy and there's the falling on the ice guy. This is when they come into their own this time of year. Stick around. Swedish House Mafia next.
The last word with Matt Cooper.
On the last word, also Michael.
Swedish House Mafia, don't you worry, child. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. My name is Ray Foley. Welcome to Monday. God help us. Nearly there, though. End of November. And I can start drinking guilt-free again. Because I've been very guilty, because I've been off the drink, you see. So when I do have a drink...
Mostly off.
I feel very, very guilty.
Yeah.
But most of November. I decided at the beginning of November I was going to be off it.
I'm putting it on one there. Is that all right?
All right. Let me call my child guy.
Okay.
It's ringing. Should be Adrian Childs we're ringing. The Adrian Childs.
The very same.
The one in the...
Hello.
Hello, is that Adrian Childs?
It is, yes.
Hello,
right?
Sir. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you,
hi,
sir?
Hi, mate. Yes, cool, good, thanks.
Good. Good to talk to you. I'm a big fan from... Since I was a whippersnapper of a lad, on a sick day from school or home from lunch...
Working lunch.
Working lunch, yeah.
Oh, good man.
And you're the same age now as you were then, which is incredible.
Yes, exactly.
I was reading the story of, well, there was an article around your book and around the release of the book, The Good Drinker, How I Learned to Love Drinking Less. And one of the observations, I suppose, is that, and it's true of me, definitely, and of a lot of Irish people, and certainly as well in your context of English people too, that like, we all know we drink too much. We know it's not good for us. But we don't want to give it up because we really like it. So there's that kind of the battle between moderation and abstinence. And I suppose there's a lot of culture, there's a lot of talk around you got to abstain, you got to give it up altogether. But you're trying to tread a middle ground.
Yes, I'm trying to tread a middle ground. But sort of you've one sin in the question, which is you say we all drink too much. I mean, that is what. Lie that drinkers like me and perhaps you tell ourselves is that everybody drinks too much. The fact is, a minority of us drink too much. Lots of us drink too much. But most drinkers are drinking, you know, within the guidelines. you know, which in the UK is 14 units per week. I mean, incredibly, the big drinkers like us, drinkers, are drinking moderately. So we're the as big. That's one. That's kind of one thing to bear.
Oh, this is really nice. Adrian, I'm so sorry to cut across you. It's just the line is dropping in and out. I thought maybe we could manage, we could muddle through, but you are breaking up on me a little bit. If we can, could we try and get him back?
Let's hang up and ring back. Yeah.
I'm running out of time now. Oh, this is a pain in the face now. This is, I think it's phone signal issue letting us down. Mm. We'll try and get him back. I tell you what, let's stick on a song. We'll try and get Adrian back on. If we can squeeze on, I'm going to be squeezed for time for the 3 o'clock, and we'll try and get him back on. If not, we'll get him on in the next, well, we'll get him on when we can, right? Oh, that's a sickness. Well, I'll play Joel Carey and Tom Grennan. We'll try and get Adrian back. This is Today FM. Joe Carey and Tom Grennan on Today FM. It's called Lionheart. And in brackets, the word fearless. Fearlessly attempt once again. Connect to Adrian Childs. She should be over there. Hello, Adrian. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
I'm on my mobile. you're piped through. We were talking about alcohol and drinking and about units specifically, and maybe counting your units or having a bit more awareness around them.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to see units to be aware of what if so you can figure out how much of you really wanted or needed or enjoyed. You know, I worked out, you know, my life, I've drunk, if you line them all up, they're about 3 miles long.
Whoa.
The drinks. Well, you know, my point was, it's not just that that's an awful lot of stuff to put through your system. Mm. It's just how few of those I actually wanted, you know, of those drinks. So it just figure out the drinks I really wanted, needed, or enjoyed, and the drinks I was just drinking pointlessly, just to strip those out and don't bother with them. And what I was left with was a reasonable amount to drink.
Yeah, I suppose it's a fraction of the overall figure. One of the other things that I know that I was reading about was your Lee Mack. Rule. Well, could you tell us a little bit about that? I know the line is going in and out a little bit again, but we'll try and keep going. The advice that Lee Mack gave you, the comedian.
Well, Lee, one of the things Lee said before he stopped drinking completely, he was just moderating, and he said to the pub he would make his first two drinks alcohol free, be they alcohol free beers or, and by the time he got to the bottom of his second drink after about an hour, having told himself he'd drink what he liked after that, as often as not, he just didn't bother. He just thought, I'm having a perfectly good night. Not, you know, why, you know, yeah. It's just, you know, it's not the be all and end all.
Yeah, it is actually a fascinating story, and it actually works. It was one of the things that I read it a couple of weeks ago, and I started applying it. And certainly, once you have a couple of non-alcoholic drinks, it's because there's the element as well of quenching the thirst, or having the couple of drinks, or having a couple of fizzy drinks to rehydrate you. And rather than attacking two beers or two vodka and tonics or whatever it is you wanted, you could have a couple of non-alcoholics and then make the decision to have a drink. The line, unfortunately, is letting us down. So thanks to Adrian Childs for joining us. I'd love to get him back on, because I'd love to have a proper chat with him with more time. Fingers crossed we can make that happen with a better line, or on FaceTime or on Skype or something like that. And the book is called The Good Drinker: How I Learned to Love Drinking Less by Adrian Childs. It's out now. Adrian.
Ray Foley.
We're let down by the signal. Hey, stick around. Your Christmas cash machine is on the way. Your chance to win the cash. And we'll play some One Direction next right here.
Our wide range of 2020.
With highs of 7 to 11 degrees. Today FM News, more at 4.
Oh, flop sweat.
Why you've got a flop sweat?
Well, the Adrian Childs phone line debacle.
Yeah.
Do you know what? People actually on text doubting that it was actually Adrian Childs. That it could have just been someone pretending to do a little bit of a Brummie accent. And then the odd little phrase and in and out, and who's to know? Who's to tell that it wasn't just a guy pretending to be Adrian Childs? Who are we to tell? How do we even know?
Well, I know it was Adrian Charles because I was talking to him on WhatsApp, trying to talk him through the phone call.
This is a guy that, how do you know? Did you meet him face to face before you set up the interview?
Well, it was a UK number, right?
So there's a guy in the UK that sounds a bit like Adrian Charles with a terrible phone line, pretending to be Adrian Charles out there and encouraging us to buy his book, The Good Drinker, How I Learned to Love Drinking Less by Adrian Charles. I mean, it probably is, probably was Adrian Charles. Ray Foley. Such a massive Adrian Childs fan. They want us to show our support for him this Christmas. Right, we are opening the lines for the cash machine. You're insecure. Oh, we're making the call shortly. And the lines are closed. Shut up. Lady Gaga and Bad Romance. Today FM, playing the music you love. A very good day, good afternoon, and happy Monday to you. As we approach the end of November, we're on into the festive, the holiday, the Christmassy season. Actually, speaking of Christmas, it was my children's Christmas fair on Saturday.
Lovely.
Christmas fair. Did you have Christmas fairs in your school when you were a kid, child?
We had bric-a-brac sales.
This is kind of what it was like. There's a lot of stuff on. There was caroling. My eldest was in the carol singing. He was fantastic. They sang Wake Me Up by Avicii.
Right, okay.
Which I thought was pretty cool, actually.
Non-traditional, you'd have to say.
Well, do you know what's actually funny, actually? Because I got a bit of I got a little bit choked up. But then again, I'd cry at anything at this stage. I'm on an emotional knife edge.
It's ever since you gave up the boost.
Ever since he couldn't get Adrian Childs on the phone, Ray became very emotional. So it was... What are the words of Avicii? Get the lyrics there. It's something like, wake me up when it's all over. Hang on a second. Avicii. Now imagine your eldest boy, 10 years old. Wake me up.
It's Avicii with three eyes there, right?
One in the middle and then two at the end, yeah? Full lyrics, here we go. Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. Here it is, this is the one. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. Well, that's fine by me.
That's very profound for a school child.
Well, Avicii wasn't a school child when he wrote it.
He wrote it, but these are the kids interpreting his words.
Well, they're just singing the words. Like, they don't even understand it. But I'm listening to the words as a grown-up, and I'm watching my boy, my beautiful boy. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser... And I'm older. All this time, I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost.
Where's the eggnog? I need a glass.
Now it's Christmas when you're crying at your child singing Avicii at the school fair. And then there was various other fundraising activities. There was guess the number of balloons in the car. 105.
Oh, okay.
You weren't far off. There was play Nintendo Switch in school, which, by the way, we have a Nintendo Switch at home in the house, but like to play it in the classroom, mind's blown. And then, of course, there was a sale. There was like secondhand books and that kind of thing, old toys and donated stuff, board games, loads of board games, radio controlled cars, and there was one secondhand. Used but in perfect working order karaoke machine in the second hand stand at the school fair.
Had your family donated this karaoke machine?
God no. No. It was €15.
Well, that's a good price.
And my boy clapped eyes in it and he said, Daddy, I have to have it. So we got it on Saturday morning, took it home Saturday. It was at lunchtime Saturday we got home. And I swear to God, the last 2 days. It's like they're coming through the goddamn ceiling. So wake me up when it's all... Leave it. So now it's Christmas. Hey, do you know about Santa Claus? He's coming on this show.
Yeah.
Hopefully we got a better phone line for him than we do for Adrian Childs. Santa Claus is going to be coming on this show. Yes, the Santa Claus. In a Today FM exclusive, we've managed to get the real Santa Claus to man the phone lines for us on the switchboard.
He's going to be talking to the kids, the boys and girls of Ireland, only the good boys and girls of Ireland. Although it would be interesting if we got a naughty, wouldn't it?
What, to give a real grilling tip?
Well, how does Santa deal with a naughty? Yeah. It'd be an interesting one to see and hear. Hopefully there'll be good ones. If you've got a good one in your house, or you are a good one, you can fill out the form on our website. It's todayfm.com/Santa. Fill out the form there and Santa could be calling you back before Christmas. That's todayfm.com/Santa. And todayfm's camper van of Christmas joy. Did I tell you it's Christmassy?
Very
festive. Yeah. Todayfm's camper van of Christmas joy. Dermot and Dave out on the road live in the van from a different town every day. For full details, todayfm.com/camper van. The camper van of Christmas joy, only on todayfm. With thanks to Tesco. Standing up for joy this Christmas on todayfm. Rihanna, Calvin Harris, We Found Love. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Good day. Ray Foley, Monday afternoon. And JP is...
I'm right over here. Right
oh,
here.
I am. Ray, around this time of year, at the end of year fairs, we had a fair on Saturday morning in our primary school. And it was great, actually. How do I explain this to you now? Oh...
Use your words, Ray. Use your words.
I'm just trying to... Because it's kind of visual. What's the song with the... When the
What is that song?
I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day. Is this...
Is it Wizard?
Hang on one second.
Oh, it is Wizard. Yeah.
So what happened was, it was roasting in this... Like every primary school, it was roasting.
Radiators on full blast.
Radiators were on full blast. Yeah. It was really, really warm. And I was very, very overweight, as I usually
you were past tense,
as I usually am of a Saturday, right? Is it Wizard?
It is the kids singing at the end, yeah.
So, let me see if I can get it. Yeah, okay. So I went outside into the car park because I was so warm. I was sweating.
To catch some fresh air, yeah.
To get some fresh air, and then my wife comes out to me, and she says, the choir are starting. This is the choir that my son is in. Hang on one second. Is it there? Huh? This is it, right? So she says, "Come on, the choir are starting. Come in." And there's a speaker just inside the front door that has been there all morning playing Christmas songs. And as I approach the door, this is playing.
She said very good.
I was walking purple faced, chubby, sweat rolling down me, walking towards the school. And they've only been practicing a couple of weeks.
Ray Foley.
Although I prefer the Avicii hits. Alright, stick around, we're making that call for the Today FM Christmas cash machine in a couple of minutes. And Ed Sheeran next. Ed Sheeran and Celestial, you're on Today FM. We play the music you love. Hello. Christmas cash machine, isn't it?
Yeah, I do.
Do that in a couple of minutes. Also, with regard to school fairs, the school fair was on... I think it's the school fair. The Christmas fair was on Saturday. A great time had by all. Very impressive performance by the school choir featuring Matthew Foley, 10 years of age. There were some other kids singing as well, but I wasn't...
Also Rance, yeah. Not interested.
No, they're all fantastic. And we got a karaoke machine that ruined the rest of our weekend. We got a ginormous teddy bear, actually, as well. Taking up a lot of space. Taking up the space of, like, another child, really. We have a third child now. It's a ginormous mouse-shaped teddy bear. It's a mouse bear, really, right? No, it's a teddy mouse rather than a teddy bear. And the other thing that they had at the Christmas fair was a spinning wheel, like a winning streak type of situation.
Oh,
what you do is there's all these numbers and generally booze put on a table in front of you with each booze has a number, each bottle of booze. So my youngest, Andrew, who's 8, said, Daddy, I need money.
For the booze raffle.
I said, for what? He said, there's a spinning big wheel. I said, there what? Let me at him. So over we went, and I'm standing there for like 2 minutes. I'm just watching these like
bottle of Jameson over here. You know, one daddy.
Everyone's a winner except
sir,
Ray.
Bottle of Jameson over here for you. Sir, a Moët and Chandon champagne for you. Prosecco here. We got Pinot Grigio over there. We got a bottle of vodka over there. I'm like, you take, shut up and take my money, I say, to the lady behind the counter. So we gave it a go. The way it works is you get a number and they spin the wheel three times, three prizes, and then you give back the number and then you go again. €272 I ended up spending. And I got nothing out of it.
Today FM's Christmas cash machine.
Cash machine. I'm joking, by the way. It was like €17 I think we spent. And we got a bunch of little bottles of moisturiser.
And did you try drinking them, right?
Do you know what? They're absolutely gorgeous. I drank two of them. And I'm saving two for next weekend. Hey, the Today FM Christmas cash machine. We're on the come down after giving away 111.11. It's €111,111. Waiting for Nanny to come into the shouting bit. Slade! A Merry Christmas, everyone! This is Today FM playing the music you love. If you like your Christmas songs back to back to back, Today FM presents Go Loud Christmas Hits. Download the Today FM app, swipe over on the top over to the Christmas Hits, and you can jingle away to your heart's content. Now, on the subject of Kieran Cuddihy of News Talk versus Anton Savage. I was asking, well, first of all, have you ever seen the two of them in the same place at the same time? And second, if there was to be a fight, if a fight was to break out, a very polite fight, I imagine. A war of words, more so than a fisticuffs, a physical, but if a physical altercation, it has to be physical.
Cuddy's a hurling man, so he might bring a hurl to the argument, whereas Anton, he's just coming with some witty repartee.
But cutting repartee... Cuddy could take Anton. He's not afraid to go low from Robbie.
I love that people are just suggesting.
Robbie, thanks for the insight. But he's a good looking man, and I'm okay with that.
Are you?
I get the train to work, you know. And
Come on, right.
There's a billboard. You get off at Pier Street train station, and there's a bill just as you get off at the end of the road. There's like a billboard there with Kieran Cuddihy on it.
A very easy smile, doesn't he?
He's a very good looking man, and I'm perfectly okay with it. Averting his gaze, avoiding looking at him as I walk the entire length of the street. Sickener. See, I would win in a fight between Anton Savage and Kieran Cuddihy. You can keep those coming. 0874-100-102. Are we doing the giveaway? Our big giveaway?
Yes, we are.
Oh, my word. We're very busy today, aren't we? This Christmas, on post, want you to send from the heart. On Post is making it easy for people around the country to connect this Christmas with their gorgeous collection of Christmas stamps available in booklets of 20 across the nation's 900 post offices. Christmas doesn't have to be about big, extravagant gestures. Instead, it can be about the small, meaningful things. The simplest, most impactful thing you can do at Christmas is reach out to someone who matters. Send them a card, a letter or a gift and make someone's Christmas this year. That's lovely. With OnPost connecting people all over the world this Christmas, they want to send you to reconnect with a loved one anywhere in the world.
Oh, lovely, I like that.
Every day this week you can win flights anywhere in the world with spending money to the value of €1,000. Holy crap! You'll also receive a bumper OnPost Christmas hamper, including the booklets of brand new Christmas stamps as well as Christmas gift boxes and bags. This is incredible! So what are we doing? We're out delivering in the OnPost van.
Yeah.
But where are we? You need to identify where are we. Is this a city? Is this a town? Is it a village? Is it a highway or a byway of some kind?
Ray, we shall give clues.
So we're going to be out in the van.
Yeah.
Do we need to get in the van first?
We need to enter the van first, right?
Okay, one second then, please. I can do this. Hang on with you. You get in.
That's you.
You hop in the passenger side.
Right. Have you closed the big door?
over.
Okay. Now keep her lit. Rev the engine. Am I driving or you driving?
No, you're driving. Yeah.
Okay, off we go. We're doing deliveries. What time are we working till?
8 tonight, isn't it?
Late one.
Yeah.
I suppose it's a busy hour on Christmas time, isn't it, though?
Slap on the indicator there, will you?
Chair Foley. If you stick on Foley there, ice gas. Stick on Foley. He's awful full of himself, doesn't he? Do you love Foley? Do you love Foley? Who's your favourite?
I think Foley's all right, like.
Who's your favourite, though? Come here, here's another one for you.
Who'd win in a fight?
Who'd win in a fight between Anton and Kieran Cuddy? So we're doing deliveries today.
Nice to get on the road, though.
It is nice.
Because you've got a heavy right foot. Will you slow down?
I'm going over the bridge now here. Yeah. It's a big river, isn't it?
That is a large river.
That is a big river.
Is that the estuary, Ray?
As we're driving around the Treaty County, we're making this very easy for the day one.
What's that big castle over there?
Short rhyming poems are named after this place. This is totally something that I would say in a van delivering post. Short rhyming poems are named after this place.
All right, okay. Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Well, there's lots of Liam McCarthy. We're delivering to lots of Liam McCarthys around here.
Ray Foley.
Right, if you know what we're talking about, text on post. On post, along with your... the location of where we're driving around to our usual number. 0874-100-102. On post along with where we are, okay? We've made it very easy for a Monday. It's going to get stickier through the week. 0874-100-102. And I'll play Justin Timberlake next. Justin Timberlake and Sexy Back. This is Today FM. Good afternoon to you. It's Ray Foley. On the subject of Kieran Cuddy. Kieran Cuddy of News Talk, our downstairs colleague in News Talk. Kieran Cuddy, he's been doing the Christmas cash machine call because Barry's off.
You're obsessed with this Cuddy guy.
He's very good looking and I'm perfectly fine with that. Stop that, that's just silly, carry on. Yeah, he's very good looking and I'm fine with it. He also, he puts his runs on social media, which I'm...
Excuse me?
Which is perfectly... There's no judgment here. I think that's perfectly normal. Totally fine person does that. It's ringing. We're out in the van.
That's Tipperary ringtone right there.
Sure is.
Anne. Hey, Anne, that's your phone.
Anne. Hello?
Anne.
Yes?
Hello there. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you, Anne?
Oh, hi, Ray. How are you?
Hi, Anne. Come here. We've been doing this giveaway on the radio. It's all with thanks to our friends at On Post. They want you to send from the heart, and we want to send one person somewhere to connect somewhere in the world.
Oh.
We've got flights to the value of 1,000. Flights and spending money to the value of 1,000 euros. So you can fly anywhere in the world. If you could fly anywhere, where would you fly and who would you fly to?
Oh, I don't know where it's like.
Anne, you're killing me. Forget it, so Anne. Forget it. We'll just leave it.
Anne, we've got the news to do at 4 o'clock here. Come on, and we're against the clock. Give us an answer.
It doesn't matter where you go. It doesn't matter. All you got to do is tell us where we were driving around here. There was a big river. Lots of Liam McCarthy's around here. The Treaty County, big castle, and short rhyming poems are named after this place. Where were we talking about?
Limerick?
Yeah. You were talking about Limerick, you're right! Well done, madam. All with thanks to our friends at On Post who want you to send from the heart. We want to send you on a plane to anywhere you like.
Thank you so much.
And spending money to the value of 1,000 euro and an On Post Christmas hamper including the booklets of brand new Christmas stamps as well as Christmas gift boxes and bags. Well done, you're a winner today.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so happy. That's brilliant. Thank you. You really made my Christmas. Thank you.
There you go. Happy Christmas. Many happy returns, Anne. Thanks for listening. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, Ray. Yeah? Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Anne. Ray Foley. Thanks, Anne. Happy Christmas. Right, we'll have more chances to win as we get back in the van for the rest of the week. And stick around. We've got a big announcement, a big gig announcement next.
Today FM News. More in the last word at 4:30.
Ben.
Ray.
I've got what might be a scoop.
Oh.
I've just answered the phone to someone. Earlier on, we were talking about the woo-woo guy on the toy show.
Ric Flair, yeah.
And no, the actual woo-woo guy. The guy that was in the audience. Not Ric Flair. Like,
you
the
sure?
actual woo-woo guy. And I said, if you know him or if you are him, give us a ring. Just joking, throw it out there. And someone purporting to be him called in, and he seems like a lovely fella. And I said, will you come on? I said, what's your name? And he said, oh, I don't know if I want to tell you my name. I said, it's fine. I said, will you come on and have a chat with us? And he said he will.
We're pretty sure this is the guy.
So we're going to talk to the woo-woo guy in a few minutes. No messing. He genuinely did ring in this. Cause, by the way, I have no way of verifying this.
Do you have his name now? Did he tell you his name?
No.
So he's willing to woo-woo on the toy show, but not give you his name?
Yeah.
I'm dubious.
Why? Because this guy has been a target of, like, hate and bile and nastiness on social media for 3 days. Of course he doesn't want to give his phone or his name out.
I quite enjoyed his contributions, to be honest.
Really?
I don't think this person purporting to be the woo-woo guy is going to answer the phone again.
We'll find out. We'll be checking in with the so-called woo-woo gentleman in just a matter of moments right here.
Foley. Today
big announcement on the show, exclusively announcing this afternoon on Today FM. A massive gig for next summer in Dublin. Tickets are going to go on sale for this gig on Friday at 2 p.m. You can win the first pair today, right here, right now. The first pair of tickets in the country. As we can exclusively reveal for you. Performing in Marley Park in Dublin next June the 28th. The 28th of June, 2023. Live on stage and in person. I'm actually somewhat inclined to go to this one.
It's a good gig, yeah.
A damning indictment. The Weeknd.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The Weeknd coming to Ireland, performing in Marley Park in Dublin next June. Tickets are going on sale Friday at 2 p.m. We've got tickets to give away. Just text Weeknd and spell it right. 0874-100-102.
I saw the fire in your eyes.
This is Today FM. The Weeknd and Take My Breath. This is Today FM. Weeknd performing next summer. Marley Park in Dublin. End of June, the 28th of June. The Weeknd is coming to Ireland. We've got the first tickets to give away in the whole country. Right here, right now. They're going on sale Friday, 2 p.m. 2 p.m. is kind of late, isn't it? It's usually like 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Tickets are going on sale Friday, 2 p.m. You can win the first pair in the land today. All you have to do is text in the Weeknd and properly, the proper spelling for the Weeknd. If you're a fan, you'll know how to spell it properly.
No chancers, please.
Let's go to the phones.
It's a big call we're making right now. The number has been entered.
It's ringing.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Rebecca, how are you? Ray Foley caller from Today FM.
I'm great, Ray. How are you?
I'm only all right. Where are you, Rebecca?
I am in Listowel, County Kerry.
Wow. And what are you doing today? Up to something nice?
I'm in work. We're in the office at the moment.
Who's we?
All the girls in the office with Kate and Evelyn, Gillian.
Hello, girls!
They're roaring back.
They're very quiet girls, aren't they? Very quiet girls. Come here, you a Weeknd fan?
Big fan.
What's your favourite Weeknd song?
Can't Feel My Face.
Oh, yeah, of course. The original and best.
Rebecca, could you please spell The Weeknd first?
Oh.
Full spelling, correct spelling,
God.
Please.
Yeah. W-E-E-K-N-D.
She's absolutely right. Well done. I tell you what, you got a pair of tickets for...
That's Evelyn.
you got a pair of tickets for The Weeknd in Marley Park next summer. You got the first two tickets in the whole country. And he's performing on the 28th of June. You're a winner! Now they're loud. Ladies! Whoop whoop! Yeah, two tickets for you. And you don't have to take one of the girls from work. I'm just saying, okay? Listen, thanks for coming on and thanks for listening.
Thanks, mate. Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Rebecca. All the best.
Bye.
So The Weeknd. again, tickets are going to sale Friday, 2 p.m. And listen out to Pamela Joyce. The rest of the week, she'll have more tickets to give away right here.
Take a photo.
On to Cooper and Matt, I see you, baby, shaking that ass. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Hello, Ray Foley on. And we're talking earlier on about the woo-woo guy on there. Well, everyone heard him as well in the background on the day. He was in the audience on the Late Late Toy Show on Friday. And this isn't the wrestler Ric Flair. This is a man in the audience saying woo-woo.
Okay, now...
Now, this poor man is just having a good time. But Twitter is coming down on him, descending on him. Well, I said I'd love to talk to the woo-woo guy if he's listening, or right, someone who knows him is listening.
Yeah.
Has he reached out, Ray?
And then he rang me, and then
it's ringing. I don't know anything about him. I don't know where he is. I don't know his name. I'm not identifying him in any way. I said,
hello.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Woo-woo, or the woo-woo guy.
That's me, yeah.
Is it really you, or is it you just someone ringing? Because I've no way of verifying if it's you or not.
I have the tickets, I have the hat, I have all the stuff. So, like, yeah, it is me. Anyone knows my voice knows it's me. My name is Seamus as well. I'll give them my name, Seamus.
All right, okay, Seamus. Pleasure to meet you. I'm Ray.
It's not a fake name either. I know it sounds like one, but it's not. I've had it my whole life, so...
Let's do it. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
When did you get the tickets?
Got the tickets on the Tuesday. Tuesday they called me. I do retreats, so I work with teenagers, and that probably explains why I'm so loud, you know. And I was in the middle of a talk, and I got this phone number from an unknown number, and I was like, oh, dodgy, you know, unknown numbers, could be anyone, could be the guards ringing about something, you know. So I kind of avoided it, and then I rang, they left a voice note or voicemail, and I called back, and they were like, oh, you've been accepted to go to the show. And yeah, it was unbelievable, like, it's like the
golden ticket type of thing, Willy Wonka type of thing.
They give you ones at the end. Yeah, I don't know how much as you're staying. Am I letting the cat out of the bag? But they trade your tickets for Willy Wonka golden tickets at the end. Yeah.
Oh wow! I didn't know that. That's amazing.
That's the inside there. So, that's the scoop you're looking for.
Listening to it and having watched bits of it. I didn't watch all of it, but I watched bits of it.
Yeah.
You weren't the only wooer, but it just that you were the one closest to the microphone, I think, weren't
you? Yeah. For some reason, they put me sitting at the front row. Right. I don't know why. And
you're gorgeous, Seamus.
Yeah, probably. But the thing is, they kept kind of... They were at the start, they were like, look, we need you guys to be loud. We need you guys to give it socks, you know? Yeah. And I was feeling tired. I just done a talk earlier that day, and my voice... with no microphone, my voice was kind of gone. So all I had left was the woos, you know? And so when they were like, you know, give it socks, I was like, well, I have to, because you're there, you know yourself, Ray, you had that, you've stupid shows before, how important
I've
the audience are.
Many stupid shows.
And it's like, I felt guilty then. If I wasn't giving it socks, then like the house band were there, the floor staff were there, everyone was working so hard.
If they cut to you and you weren't making noise.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay, so right, you know, and I was exhausted. You know, when it came up part five, I was like, oh my God, how long is this show go on for? But I was like, you know, and the kids were there as well. And, you know, I like I said, I work with teenagers and it's important for them to hear, you know, someone giving a talk. So I was, and I had no idea what was going on online. So I had no idea, like...
This is the thing that I was going to say, because if this was... I was saying about if it was Virgin, right? I'm not saying Virgin is amazing and wonderful, or if this is TV3.
I heard it is, though, yeah.
But, it's amazing. They're wonderful employers. They really look after people who work for them. But they're, the thing is, though, that someone would have seen it on Twitter and come in and gone, come here, could you knock off the woo-woos, maybe just clap and we'll leave it at that. But, but no one did. No one gave you a heads up.
No. And they said in the studio as well, no one came up to me afterwards. They said in the studio they had no idea what was going on. I think they check it afterwards. And they asked us not to be on our phones as well. So I was a good boy. I wasn't on my phone, you know. England win that match, the phone was off, you know. And they asked us to use our phones for a part of it, for a light switch. And my wife had kind of like begged me to not be on camera because, you know, she's married to me, so she knows I'm liable to, you know, do something wild.
Keep
so I was like,
down.
On my best behavior. Yeah. So when the country singing fella came up singing beside me, she was kind of like, that's too much. He wouldn't come up to you now if you weren't kind of going wild for him. So then we're kind of like, I thought people were messaging me about that, you know? Okay. And then it turns out, no, the whole country kind of had this issue. And it wasn't so bad, except the picture. Do you know, I kind of felt like, oh, that's a bit... sketchy, do you know? And I kind of felt like...
Hang on, why was it sketchy? Why? Because you're...
I don't know, it felt uncomfortable, do you know? It felt like this thing had kind of gotten out of hand, do you know?
I can totally identify with that. Absolute Jesus, yeah. Because you were just someone in the audience having a good time, and the next thing, it's a screen grab of you put out there, and then they're saying all these horrible things, and like, someone shoot the woo-woo guy. I suppose the thing is, though, that, like, no more than us even talking about it on air today, is that, like, you have to remember, Seamus, it's going to be gone again tomorrow.
It's not real.
It's not. It's only a moment. No more than
100%.
The guy falling on the ice. You and the guy, man, falling on ice.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we get a real woo-woo?
Can we get an actual woo-woo? Is there any chance? There's the one.
Straight from the horse's mouth.
Seamus, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Where are you from?
I'm from Ballinasloe, but I'm living in Mallow at the moment. So I want to shout out all the Cravens of Ballinasloe, because they've been giving me mad support about this. So that's the family there. But I always think of the Homer Simpson episode, you know, with the gummy Venus de Milo, where he's like, it'll blow over, you know? So that's like, keep thinking, my car will blow over now at some point.
That's exactly what's going to happen. I have to go. Matt's going to hang me if I don't wrap up the show. But listen, thanks so much for talking to us this afternoon. And... enjoy your 15 minutes of notoriety. Lots of love, man. Thanks for coming on.
Love the show. Take care.
Cheers. All the best.
Bye.
We're done. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today, including the stuff we didn't get to do on the show today. Lots of love to Seamus.
You this week in home store.
Matt's next.
All cash and living gift. Where is
Justin? And so good. Thousands of spring finds up to 70% off are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. And that means thousands of fresh reasons to rack.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
Why do we rack? For the hottest deals.
Save on Madewell, Vince, Kate Spade, New York, Sam Edelman, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.